Penguin Random House Audio presents Harmonic Healing by Dr. Linda Lancaster with Amelie Greven. This is the author, Dr. Linda Lancaster. Richard Rohr says, "The energy in the universe is not in the planets or in the protons or neutrons, but in the relationship between them. Not in the particles, but in the space between them. Not in the cells of organisms, but in the way the cells feed and give feedback to one another. Not in any precise definition of the three persons of the Trinity, as much as in the relationship between the three. This is where all the power for infinite renewal is at work, the loving relationship between them, the infinite love flowing between them. The dance itself." Hildegard of Bingen says, "With nature's help, humankind can set into creation all that is necessary and life-sustaining." And Virginia Woolf says, "One cannot think well, love well, sleep well, if one has not dined well." This book is dedicated to my mother, who loved me and my unconventional path in healing unconditionally. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes a bonus PDF of meal plans and recipes, which can be viewed on any PC or Mac computer.
A Healing Grace by Terry Tempest Williams. Dr. Linda Lancaster is a global healer. She is direct. She is fierce. She is intuitive and wise. And she is a healing grace upon the planet. Linda Lancaster is a physician who has studied energy medicine with the masters for decades. She is not only a visionary, but a practitioner who is contributing to a shift in consciousness. I have been one of the beneficiaries of Dr. Linda's brilliance. Quite simply, Dr. Linda has saved my life. My story is one in an anthology of thousands. If you asked me when we met each other, I could only say I have never not known Linda. The relationship has been that deep and that essential. I trust her. In the fall of 2009, I was walking out of a movie theater in Ellsworth, Maine, having just seen the film Inglourious Basterds. I was troubled by both the violence and the subject matter, the Holocaust. In my attempt to make sense of the film, I turned to a fellow moviegoer to inquire about their thoughts. I couldn't speak. My language was slurred, and suddenly my entire right side of my body went numb. I found my way to the nearest hospital, and after a series of tests, I was told I had an incongruity in my brain. The incongruity in my brain turned out to be a cavernous hemangioma, a tangle of blood vessels in the Wernicke's area of the left cerebral hemisphere. This is the part of the brain where speech is processed, where metaphor lives, and everything I rely on as a writer is located. Hemangiomas bleed. The bleeding causes symptoms such as numbing and compromised speech, in my case. It is also scary. They can burst. The first neurologist I consulted said, "If you were my wife, I would recommend you have the surgery yesterday." He proceeded to describe the surgery, the risks which were sizable, including mental deficiency, and the outcome in the best scenario is no more bleeds. He was ready to schedule the operation for the next week. I said no. It didn't feel right to me. I thought there must be another alternative. When I gave the neurologist my decision, he said, "How well do you live with uncertainty?" I said, "What else is there?" A second and third opinion supported my decision to wait and learn to live with this situation until I no longer could regarding a quality of life. And then Dr. Linda came into my life. It was at this moment in my life I learned about subtle energies, the importance of nutrition, cleansing baths, and homeopathic treatments. She also taught me about a more holistic approach to health in general.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?